Welcome to Phoneboy Speaks, a short podcast about whatever mobile technology, social media, geek culture, information security, or general tech douchebaggery that happens to be on my mind. Forbes is the latest website to have, well, issues serving malware on their site through ads. And, you know, it's ironic because they claim that, you know, when you visit their site and you have an ad blocker turned on in your browser, whether it's in on your desktop or in iOS now, ask you to please unblock the or turn off the ad blocker. Well, they've gotten caught serving up malware. And even when I browsed their an article of theirs from the LinkedIn app on iOS, I actually got redirected at some point, you know, while reading an article that had nothing to do with a casino app. It was redirecting me to a casino app, which is kind of sketchy behavior. It's not the kind of thing that I would expect a legitimate site like Forbes to do. Now, ultimately, right, you know, I know Forbes isn't selling the ad inventory. They've got some third party that's probably doing it. But ultimately, I'm browsing Forbes' site, and Forbes is injecting code into my computer, whether it's, whether they're doing it directly or a third party. Is ultimately, Forbes is responsible for it as the proprietor of that site. And I remember the old days when I used to serve ads on phoneboy.com, I was doing display banner ads, and I wrote a little CGI script on the back end to display to basically use display a different banner every time you visited the site. And I wasn't doing any tracking or doing cookies or anything like that. Now, you know, ads run actual code, and sometimes they run malicious code. And really, the only protection that you have against that as an end user is to run an ad blocker. And again, I understand that these companies are trying to pay for the content. I get that. But when they're serving up malicious content, I don't really want that content on my computer. And I still have the right as the controller of the device that the content is displaying on. I have a right to determine what that content, how it's rendered, right? I mean, HTML is a suggestion about, and CSS is merely a suggestion about what the content should look like. I ultimately have final control on my device as to what that content looks like or what content I render or don't. Unfortunately, the incentives are not in our favor in this case, right? Because end users simply aren't willing to pay for content, and so advertising advertisers pay for page views or clicks or whatever, and the companies that are showing articles or have written articles, and their incentives is to make money to pay for that. And so they're going to go along with these schemes that are probably going to get worse, by the way. And sadly, they're shooting themselves in the foot, because as more and more people run into issues with ads that they came across browsing these websites, they're probably going to run ad blockers. Certainly, the technical people have been doing it for a long time, and there are some people who don't want to see ads at all. And I get that, and I'm not against ads. I understand the business model, but there's a point at which that becomes harmful to me as a consumer, and that's why I've started running ad blockers, because there's plenty of malicious ads out there. It's like why would I use a computer that didn't necessarily have antivirus installed or some other sort of security software on it to make sure that nothing bad happens to my computer? Ad blockers are kind of one of those things, right? And it's, again, I'm not against advertising, but I'm against malicious advertising. And ads are code, and these days they weren't back 15 years ago when I was doing it, but they are, they definitely are now. And I never wanted to play that game myself. So Forbes is shooting themselves in the foot with this, and sorry, I don't feel sorry for you, because this is totally self-inflicted. And yeah, the company, this is what's going to happen is, yes, companies are going to go under over this, because it is the kind of thing that, end users aren't going to put up with. And certainly when there's wide stream reports about these kinds of activities, I think it's going to, ad blockers are now going to be something that everybody has. And I just can't feel sorry for these companies. Although I'm sympathetic, I don't feel sorry, which seems kind of contradictory, but that's how I feel about it. It's they need to find a different way to monetize their content, or get money from us. And maybe we might have a little less content from these big corporate companies, and maybe we get content from people that are just passionate and actually care about what they're putting out there, and maybe less concerned about the almighty dollar. Although, let's face it, we all are somewhat concerned about making money if we're putting stuff out there. I'm not doing this for the money. I never have, and probably, well, I'm not saying I never will, but I haven't. This is all stuff that I do, but not everybody can do that. And so, from a security standpoint, I'm in total agreement that you should run an ad blocker. You really should, because it's kind of scary out there with some of those ads. And again, this is something that Forbes has created themselves, as far as I'm concerned. That and all the other companies before that have done the same thing and have gotten the same kind of backlash.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.